The conference will now begin.
Hi, Chavez Shalom. When Sefer asked me this Yachar from our Schwartz, on page Kufnun Ches. So I was thinking about doing something for Tisha of Bifrat. But then thinking about it, I realized that really this is what we're learning. We're learning about the Sod of Ofer and the Indian of Sinas Chinam, and now we're learning about Yovesh. We'll talk about that in a second, Yeyush and Yovesh. And that's really what the time that we're in now is about. So that, I think I'd rather remain connected to what we're doing right now and to try to enter into it in a deeper way. So on page Kuf Nun Ches, let's just go to the top of the page. We just did those few sentence before at the end last week. Yovish b'yisod ha'ofen. Dryness is, of course, from the yisod of offer. And masina b'tara, we see this in the Torah. Shekasher hislonenu ha'am b'kirbas ha'taiva. That a few weeks ago in the parasha, when Bnei Yisrael were complaining by Kivus Hataiva, Shanaf Sham Kosid Amon, that they were sick already, they were fed up with Amon. Ubol that by a boss, they wanted meat. I think many people are already starting to feel that. Shabbos is on its way, the Fleishigs is on its way. So Hemigdiruz Ozbamilam, they said, Vata Navshenu Yvesha. They said that our soul is dry. Yvesha is dry. Uncle is from to again, can nafshana to Eva. Harisha Yovesh, Yotzer benefesh to Avon. So Targum is telling us that the word Yovesh, Yovesha, that dryness means our soul's dry, there's a feeling of emptiness and a great hunger. That's how Targum translates. There's a hunger. There's a dryness. This dryness, this feeling of dryness, of emptiness, is the cause of great hunger. Now, the Inyan of this time of the year is, as the Adon Melech says in Tehillim, Kishocha la'ofa nafshenu. Dovka La'aretz bitneinu. That our souls are down in the dust. Kishocha la'ofa nafshenu. Dovka la'aretz bitneinu. That our bodies are flat on the ground. Then the Donach goes on and says, Kuma ezros alonu ufdeinu l'man chazdecha. Rise up and help us, save us because of your love. So, Yevesha, dryness, charava, the desert, the dryness, the sort of offer, Harav is a lashon of Churban. We'll see that a little later. I don't know if we'll get to it this week. And Yevesha is a lashon of dryness. But the dryness of Kishoch al Ofa Nafshenu, our souls are down in the dust. That dryness of being down in the dust, of being in the offer, can cause two responses, can bring to two reactions. The first is the one that the Targum is telling us. It can bring to a tremendous hunger, a thirst, a hunger, or it could cause a terrible, terrible sense, a feeling of yeyush. Now, what Rav Schwartz is going to explain is that there's a difference between offer, the sort of offer, and the sort of eish. When it comes to dryness, when it comes to Yovesh, both of them have a quality of dryness, both Ofar and Eish, and fire. So let's learn. Mi mugda begidrei halacha ka'odam sheyeshlo te'avon. In halacha, who do we see as an individual who is defined by his appetite, by his hunger? So Chazal tell us, Evyon, it even has the letters Aleph Beis, Vav, Nun, Ta'avon, Evyon, Kach Pirish Rashi Al HaTorah, B'Shem Chazal, it's a Musag Evyon. And Evyon means somebody who's impoverished, not just poor, somebody who has mamish nothing. Shenikra Kach Machem Shehu Toiv L'chol Dover. So the Evyon has the Oisius Ta'ev, Ta'avon, and he's called an Evyon, Rashi explains from Chazal, because he has a tremendous appetite, a hunger for everything, for anything. Zuli Hagdar is Evyon. Sheesh lo nefesh yevesha. An Evyon is somebody who is absolutely empty, impoverished, not just poor, not that he has something, he has nothing. And that nothing, that emptiness, brings him to have a tremendous, that dryness, that nefesh yevesha brings him to have a tremendous longing, a tremendous appetite, and a hunger. So also yovesh, eno mevi also l'siluk shalchiyus. This dryness does not take away from him any, it doesn't take away from him his life and his desire to live, just the opposite. Ella, the te'ovam shul ta'iv l'kol, it causes him to have a tremendous yearning, a tremendous hunger, a thirst. He wants desperately to have something. So he's not somebody who's given up. He wants, and he's longing. He has a te'avon. He has an appetite for life. Right now he doesn't have anything. And that nothingness, that dryness, that emptiness arouses within him a tremendous, tremendous thirst and a hunger for life. That's the meaning of Evyon, of Te'ovon. Hare higdainu shiyovesh inyono siluk chiyus gomer. Now, we were learning earlier that yovesh, dryness, is an absolute emptiness, a lack of vitality. Something is dried up, is dried out. It has no life to it. Oiso adam ashenapshe yovesha ve'en lo chiyus. However, a person who's reached that point of emptiness, of total dryness, ve'en lo chiyus, he doesn't have chiyus. It can go, as I said before, it can go two ways. Hayutayiv l'chol davar. You can have at that point, he can be filled with unbelievable hunger, a thirst, and a longing because of the dryness and emptiness. Because a person has a little bit of life, a little bit of something to eat, a little bit of something to drink. He already has something, so he's not completely longing. But a person who has nothing, shein lo klum, hu toiv lakol, he has a te'avon for everything, a taiva, a longing for everything, because he has nothing. V'zu hagdaras evyon shu toiv lakol ki ein lo meuma. Since he has absolutely nothing, any drop of anything he's longing for, which means everything. Everything and anything. Hateovon l'kol chiyus. That te'avon that he has, a longing, an appetite for any drop of chiyus of life. Bome etzem heos osa odem asuluk mikol chiyus, is because he's now on the verge of death. He's now on the verge, on the brink of life disappearing, of there being no chiyus at all. Therefore, the person, chas v'shalom, the person is in the desert, and he's crawling in the desert, and he's atot, he's going to leave the world, he's dying. So he doesn't, you understand, he doesn't need to have a smorgasbord, and he doesn't need to have a glass of schnapps, he doesn't need to make a l'chaim, he doesn't need to have a $750 bottle of wine in a glatt kosher restaurant. He needs just l'chol davar, even a drop of chiyus, a drop of water, anything. He's open and he's longing for everything, for anything, a kol. Like a person who's drowning. Just any any air at all, just a drop of oxygen, a drop of life, a drop of chiyus. Harilano shahayovish biyisod ha'ofa megala te'ova. So what we're learning is that this dryness of afar reveals an appetite, a hunger, a thirst, a longing. It's a tshuka for any chiyas, any drop of life, any sign of life. It's because this yovesh still has in it some coldness. Remember, the yovesh of the earth, of dirt, is a yovesh that has in it some coldness. It's a dryness, but it has in it some coldness. Now, that drop of coldness, that element of coldness that it has in it, means that there's still some possibility of transformation, of change, of life, of coming back. Lumazais, on the other hand, Hayovish shel yisod ha'esh, the dryness of fire, because esh and ofer share that quality of dryness, but here, the yisod of esh, Hayovish shel yisod ha'esh, mitzdarev elav chamimus, with the heat, the fire, the heat that brings to Yovesh, zem molid yeyush. This already brings to complete and utter despair. Because fire destroys everything. There's nothing left. There's no coldness left. There's no anything. It's absolute destruction. And that's why it's an amazing thing that yeyush is miloshen esh. That the word yeyush is from the loshen of fire. Because shehaesh megala ba'acherim yeyush muchlat. Because fire that completely consumes and burns away and destroys leaves nothing but ashes. There's nothing. There's no hope. Dirt is a place where everything can grow. Because it's ta'ev lakol, it has a longing for life. And davke, the earth, with all of its dryness, the earth is a place of planting, of growing. Because it's filled with longing from the very beginning of time. We'll see that in a few minutes. That's what the earth is. Of course, it's crying out for some rain. It's crying out for moisture, for coldness, for something to enter, to restore it and bring it back to life. It's hellishing for a drop of rain. But it wants life, and it's able to bring life. Masha'enikain, fire. The fire of the Churban, of the Charava, of the desert, the fire of destruction, that fire destroys completely, and it brings to a place of yeyush. Shechein ka'omer yeyvesh inyanov siluk chiyus. Dryness, we learned, is the disappearance of chiyus of life. Makar b'shar shahada margish shechiyus amistalekis. What happens when a person feels that his life is ebbing away, that his life is disappearing? As I said before, yitochnu shtei efsharis. There are two possibilities. Ha'achas, one, is toshev enosh ad daka. Toshev enosh ad daka, ad dichducha shel nefesh. That means that a person can do tshuva, can change, can turn things around, mamish, to the last second, till life is just, till the soul is just about to leave. Ad dichducha shel nefesh. Even if there's a sharp sword on the neck of a person, don't give up Don't give up in harachim from Hashem's compassion, Hashem's mercy. Klamar, so one reaction to that reality of life slipping away, of that dryness of life, of the offer of life slipping away, Klamar hu nimtza b'masav shel kemat yovesh muchlat. He's in a place of almost complete dryness. Ho oimed lamus, he's about to die. Va'yovesh ma'levot te'ovim l'chol davar. But this awakens within him a tremendous appetite for life, somehow a second wind. To scream out, to cry out for life, not to be messiah. Even if the sword is on his throat, and he's about to, that's it, it's finished. He's not messiah from rachamim. Because only then, at that last second, as life is leaving him, and he sees it dangling, he sees it dangling before his eyes, he realizes how precious life is. And therefore, Tisha B'Av itself is called a Morid, it's called a Yontif, and it's going to be a Gevaldig Yontif. Because it's dafka from that Masav of Kishocha L'Of Anafsheina, that our souls are down in the dust, and everything seems to be finished, and there's no hope. The Davka, on the day of Tishba of Mashiach is born, Davka, there's that unbelievable longing for Beis HaMikdash, for Mashiach, for Geula on Tishba B'Av. Davka from Kishocha L'Anashenu. Davka L'Aretz Bitneinu. Our souls are down in the dust. Our bodies are flat on the ground. From that matzav comes what? There can come an unbelievable cry for Kuma Ezra Salonu. Rise up, Hashem, help us. Ufdein Loman Chazdecha. And save us because of your love. We haven't given up on your love. We refuse to give up on your love. We never realized how close we were to losing everything. And we have a Tisha B'Av, we could be filled with the greatest longing, with the greatest te'avon for Geula, for Mashiach, for everything that's holy. Davka, because on Tisha B'Av we're brought to that feeling of nothing, of yovesh, of fasting and emptiness and the brink of the end, the edge of existence, all the tsaros and the misery and the crying. So a person at that point, in that place of yovesh, of Tisha B'Av, can feel Mashiach being born, can feel a tremendous longing for Kum Ezra Salonu L'Zdein L'Man Chazdecha. Rise up, Hashem. Help us, save us because of your love. Because no one else can save us, only you. So here, Hayovish Molibo Teon Chodov, Chukun Leroba Koshes Rachmisha, we're going to Eliochel Hulagas Erchamit Lachaim. That's one possibility of how a person can experience Tisha B'Av. Mashiach is born Tisha B'Av from that crying, from that longing, Dafke, for life, for Geula, for Mashiach, for everything. But they have Sharus Hashniyah, the second possibility, the second way that a person can react or can deal with life slipping away, is two people in the hospital, and it could be they have the same condition. One person is screaming out, Kuma Zosalanu, Uftein Lamar Chazdacha, Hashem, I'm not giving up, save us, save me because of your love. The other person, so that's Yisod of Afar. The other person could be Chasar Shalom, Yeyush. Yeyush is the Isis Eish. Yeyush. Im Cherev Chodah, despair, giving up, completely surrendering. Im Cherev Chodah Munachas al Tzavor, Humachlit. This person, when the knife is on his throat, he decides, die, enough. Nigmur HaChayim. Life is finished. Nimtza Shebe'etzam Mashahevi Osele Kitzav, Hu Yeyusha. So what ultimately brings this person to the end is that he gave up, and he was consumed by the fire, the ash of Yeush, and it made him into ashes, and he leaves the world. So he's finished. So this is a tremendous, tremendous yisod of ofar, and the difference between ofar and ash, both of them are dry. You have one person, he's dry. He's dry, he feels like I've tried everything, nothing is working. But from that place of feeling so dry and empty, he cries out. He hasn't given up. and he longs for Hashem's salvation, for a drop of water, and from that Mashiach is born. A new life. Mamash, a new life. New hope, new life. Uvdein lamar chazdecha. Save us because of your love. The other person who's in that matzav, where nothing is working out and he has no hope, he gives up and he dies. Yeush, ash, ashes. Even in English, ash is ash. Yeush, there's nothing. He's finished. Last paragraph, Akuf Nunchas. Yeush v'yovesh, Yeush and Yovesh, giving up, despair and dryness. Ba'omek came shnei devarim hafuchim. In a deeper way, they're opposites. Ramez Lazar, listen to this amazing Ramez, a hint to this. Hasharish shel hamila yeyush is yud aleph shin. The sharish of yeyush is yud aleph shin, yosh, yud aleph shin. Masha yoytze havchana shel yesh aleph. So yud aleph shin has the letters yud shin yesh aleph. Klaimer, bitl hanivra shehu sheni. Yud aleph shin, yesh aleph means I have nothing at all except to return to where I came from, to return to aleph. I have nothing at all except to return to the grave. Yesh aleph, it's complete bittul. Bittul hanivra shehu sheni. I, the person, is to be able to go on is beis, and from beis to gimel to dal to hay, and so on. Yeush means I have nowhere to go. Yeish aleph. All there is to go back to one. There's nothing else. Everything is destroyed, and everything goes back to aleph. That's yeush. Yeish aleph. Bilu sherish hayyavesh. Yeish, the sherish of the word yovesh, who oisius. Yud Beis Shin, which is Yesh Beis. There is a second, meaning there is hope for another second. There is hope for something else. Yesh Aleph Yesh, there's no hope for the future at all. I just go back and I'm done. I'm finished. It goes back to where I came from, to the dirt, to ashes. Yovesh is yesh beis. In other words, yesh beis means that there's a hemshech, there's something else. It can continue. Yovesh nimsa b'yisad ha'ofer, yesh nimsa b'yisad ha'esh. That's an unbelievable premise. So yovesh is difficult. Yovesh means things haven't worked out. I'm feeling mamish dry. But from that place of shachar lacha nashenu, I don't give up. I scream out. Kuma es rosalano. Hashem, rise up and help me. I want to live. I want that there should be a beis, a gimel, a dalet, and so on. I want to continue. On the other hand, yeyush is yesh aleph. There's nothing. No continuation. There's no beis. There's no future. There's no future. Madua, tesh kuf nun tes. Ha'esh b'tuva miyaveshas esamayim. Fire, by nature, when there's enough of it, it just dries up any moisture. Dries up the water completely. Any moisture is dried up. It takes away the chiyus. Himisalekes esachiyus. Shasid lagia. Elohein. Adam is Yayush. What is Yayush? Yayush is that destructive fire of the Churban that laps up, sucks up, and completely evaporates any hope. That's what Yayush is. It evaporates any moisture, any hope. It just destroys the base. It takes away the possibility of the future. When a person is in that place of Yayush, he can't see any future. He can't see anything beyond Aleph. He can't see that there's Beis or Gimel or Dalet. It just burns. It just causes the evaporation of any future, of any hope, of any chiyus, of any desire to live. That's Yayush. That's Eish. Other Messiahish. He's Messiahish because he says, even if I have another second crawling here in the desert, so what? The fire of the sun, the heat of the desert is going to be machriv me, of the charava is going to destroy me. So there's no hope. So any drop of moisture is completely evaporated. Yisalagresa. Zoe Yoivish, so Yisalagresa. That is the Yovesh of the Yisod of Eish of Fire. Lu'umoso, Yovesh so Yisod Ha'ofar. However, the Yovesh of the Yisod of Ofar, again, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kishocha la'ofar nafshenu, Dovke la'aretz bitneinu, our souls are down in the dust, our bodies are flat on the ground, is not Yayush. It's not Yayush. With Surefes Lokrivus, there's still something there. I'm going to get out of the desert into an air conditioned room. She bechinas mayim karm al nefesh ayefa, like the water that's cold. Mayim, the pasuk says mayim, like cold water on a weary soul. Mayim karm al nefesh ayefa. And the guy pulls himself up and he crawls to that oasis, or to that he crawls to that to the river. He just pulls himself together and keeps on moving to get to the air-conditioned room, to that krivus, to the mayim karmal nefesh ha'yefa. Kumez vasalon, ufdein l'man chazdecha, rise up, Hashem, and help us. Help me get to that cold water. Help me get to the, I'm hungry for life. I want to live. Help me get to that place where I can have that drop of water. L'chein hagam sheyesh lo yovesh, this, even though there's dryness, but it makes him into an evyon, the impoverished person whose toil l'chol davar, whose appetite is for anything and everything. He'll take anything. He just wants every tiny little drop of life he's reaching for. He's just reaching out for any possible drop of life. Unlike the one who is being burned by Yayush, he's not reaching anymore. He's finished. He's done. He's cooked. He's burnt. So I'm going to use the lashon, the person is burnt out, cooked. All of these lashonis, meaning all of them are lashonis of yeish, of no hope. We're learning that the tikkun of this yovish of dryness is to be found in the yisod of ofer. The yovish shall kilkul, but the destructive yovish dryness is minuch yisod ha'esh. Zuhagdar. Lachain, therefore. Ikum mahus hayayvesh mugdash to be yisayt ha'afi. The ikum mahus of yovesh is defined by the dirt. Kizal yovesh albinim, because that's the yovesh that we That's the Yovesh of offers, the Yovesh of building, of planting, of growing, of putting up a building in the dirt, of taking a desert and making it into a garden, which is what we say by the end of Kinas Ki Micham Hashem Asiyah Micham Kol Charvaseha, Micham Kol Charvaseha. Hashem is giving Micham to the Charava, to the desert, to the barrenness, to the emptiness. V'haysa Midbara Ke'eden. Right, we say the psukim after Kinas. V'haysa midbara ke'eden. That the midbar, Hashem, we're longing for that day that you're going to make the desert, the charava that's dry, it's the wasteland, the emptiness. We haven't given up hope. Ki nicham Hashem siyan, nicham kol charvaseha, v'haysa midbara ke'eden. That Hashem only you. You're able to take the Midbar, the desert, and make it into an Eden, into a paradise. V'arvasa kegan Hashem, and the desert into a garden of Hashem. So the Simcha Yimatzu B'Tadu B'Kol Zim. That's what we say after Kinas, after Eicha. When we feel like there's no hope, the Yovesh of Eicha, of the Kinas, is like, what's going to be with us? B'kinicham Hashem siyam nicham kol char v'esav v'haysa midbara ke'eden v'arvasa kegan Hashem. Mamish, v'haysa midbara ke'eden. Midbara ke'eden. Look what we've seen in Eretz Yisrael, when Hashem made such a miracle when our children came back, when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, how the Midbar, the desert, has now become such a beautiful garden. And it's going to be like that when Mashiach comes, a million times more. Not just to Eretz Yisrael, but to ourselves, to our lives, to everything. Even the dead are going to come back to life in Eretz Yisrael. And even what we thought was finished, that there was total yayish, because when you throw someone into the ground and you say, Kavis, it's finished, it's done. But Hashem could do such a thing, because deep inside we never gave up, and even the mace didn't give up hope for coming back to life. There's always that kusta dechayusa, which I'll mention in a few minutes. There's always that drop of hope, that drop of life that's left in a Jew. Even after the person dies, he doesn't give up. It's an amazing thing. That's the thing that we say by Nachem and Mincha and Tisha B'Av, that Be'esh Yitzhaka, that you burnt the Beis HaMikdash and you shine with fire. You destroyed the fire with Be'esh Ata Osir Lev Maisa, but you're going to build it with that fire. That normally fire is only for destroying. Only by Hashem there's such a thing of Be'esh Ata Osir Lev Maisa. Hayoyvesh, so you say the Eish, Mesalik Lagamre Kol Tfisa Shachiz. The Yovesh of fire takes away all life. It takes away any drop of life. It means despair, giving up. Yeyush. Yeyush is Eish. Maxir is Akol Chazar L'Mitziyus HaShirashis. It takes everything back to Aleph. In other words, there's no future. Yeyush is Yeish Aleph. The Nekuda HaRishayna Shalom, B'chinas Yeish Aleph. HaYovish HaYisad Ofa Enokin. Sichev, it's not a Hashgacha practice that we came to this Torah. Erev Tisha B'Av, I told you, we don't have to learn something else. We could see it right here. Hashem wants us to see this now, and to feel this now, and to have chizik. Hayovish HaYisad Ofa Enokin. The Yovish, the dryness of the Yisad Ofa is not like this. Umamad Efsharos Lachiyus. The dryness of Afar is not despair. It's hunger. It's thirst. I'm unbelievably dry. I feel like I'm going to die, but I want to live. Mitzadkach. Hamokam she'enenu yom u'ikir mokam chiyus b'nei ha'adam nikrei yabasha. So isn't it amazing? People can't live in the ocean. They drown. Where is it the place that people live? Dafka, the dry land, is called Yabasha. Yabasha is a lashon of Yaves. On dry land is where we live. From that dryness comes life. Adrabba, the Yabasha supports life. Hapama rishona b'tayr shamuska shara shamila Yovesh. The first time in Chumash where we have the word Yovesh, dryness, is when Hashem he moved over the waters, gathered the waters into one place, and he revealed the earth. Hashem gathered the waters together, and the Yabasha, the dry land, was seen. So Zeh Hayavish Yisod HaOfer. This is the dryness of the Yisod HaOfer, Yavesha, Yabasha. Hayabasha Einena Kilkel. The Yabasha is not destruction, just the opposite. The Yabasha is a place where people live. He tikkun. It's a tikkun of offer. So dafka on this dirt, I build on this desert. I build a city. Dafka by the Yabasha, people can live. Mokum shum ne'adim yichalim luchias bay, a place where people can live. Hanivraim kulam tzirichim lias kolim l'shtaykikus kelim l'shtaykikus l'chias. All that exists has to be a kli, a vessel that's empty and is filled with a longing for life. V'amokam ha'nikra yabasha, and this place in the world that's called dry land, yabasha, hu ha'kli l'kiyuma, is the kli, is the empty vessel for all that exists. Everything exists. Everything can be here in this world. The Torah was given the desert. The Torah was given the desert because the desert is filled with longing. Because the desert feels that without the Torah, I can't live. What does it mean a person, when does a person become a real Ben Torah, a real Bas Torah? When you feel that I'm going to die unless I have Torah. I can't live without this Blat Gemara. I can't live without this Chumash Rashi. I can't live without this Taisus, without this Ran. I can't live without Torah. I can't live. I'm Yovesh Mamish. I have nothing. Ein li klum, ein li kol, and therefore that makes me the person who's Taiv, who's longing for any drop of Torah. Like the fish in the water, that they jump out from the water to have a drop. That's how I'm longing for a drop of Torah. When I realize that Yiddishkeit is my life, and Torah is my life, I can't live without it. Then that dryness that I'm feeling, Dafke makes me into a kli that can be filled with kol Torah kula, because I'm Torah lakol, because I have a longing and a thirst for any drop of Torah. Doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be some deep piece of Torah. A drop, just a drop of Torah makes me so happy. I feel so quenched. My thirst is so quenched by a drop of Torah. It takes away all the dryness of my life. That daf that I learned, that Chumash Rashi, that piece of Torah that I'm learning, that drop, it gives me life, mamish. Without it, I couldn't live. That's what it means to be a Ben Torah. Everything is built on the dirt. Everything is built on the author. Everything is built on the Abasha. We don't build it inside the ocean. Everything is built on the earth, on the Abasha. So from that, Yesod of Afa can come a gewaldige tikkun, all that exists, as long as the person doesn't give up hope, as long as there's no yeish. That's the meaning of the Torah being given in the desert. There's no greater kli than the kli that recognizes its emptiness without the or without the light, and therefore it has a tremendous need for that light. A person feels that he's an Evyam when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Ruchnius. He's an Evyam. That's how Dor Malk described himself. The Jewish people called Am Oni Ve'Evyam. Am Oni Ve'Evyam. Okay, and therefore, Lach the Yovesh, moisture, wetness, and dryness together is a Bigmatria offer. Bigmatria offer. Ka Yovesh of HaOfer, any Yovesh Muchlot, because the dryness of the earth is not complete Yovesh, El absolute Yovesh, El Yovesh of Taveachis, Mikan Veelch. It's a Yovesh, it's a dryness that is longing for Lechus, for moisture, for a drop of life. Like the Evyon, the Tavu Chaldover, HaOfer Machriach Teva Shloshtaiki Kosha Deresh is mine. Ofer generates within, the dryness of the offer generates within the person a tremendous longing for water, for life, for Torah, for companionship, for a spouse, for a child. Whatever that chiyus is represented by at that time in your life, of course it should always be Torah, and always Hashem, and always Ruchnius, because Hashem is the Be'er Mayim Chayim, it's the Makor Mayim Chayim, the Reshes Chiyus. Kuma is also one of the Englaman Chazdar. Hashem, Shachel of an Avshainu, our souls are down in the dust. Dovka la'erz betneinu, and our bodies are on the flat on the ground. At that moment, I'm either going to be misyayish and be burned by the fire of Yayish, or I'm going to turn my eyes upward and say, Me'ayin Yover Ezri, and Kuma is also on the Machin's Dach Hashem. Rise up and help me. Save me because of your love. That tremendous drisha for chiyus for life, the longing for life. The Eid Yahalu Minharetz, the beginning of time. So the pasuk says, Ve'eid Yahalu, there was a mist, a vapor that rose from the earth, the Hishkias Adama, and it watered the earth, the land. Ve'eichen Megiya HaTfisa She'eid Yahalu Minharetz Ve'Hishka. And the Chara Ma'am Tzichin Lova Me'ashamayim, what's this meaning? That Hashem made the world where the mist, the moisture rose from the earth, and it irrigated and watered the land, the garden. Normally, water falls from the Charmaim, Sichim, Lovim, Yashamayim. The water comes from Shamayim, the rain. Madua, Heimegim, Minharetz. So what's this meaning of water that is revealed to us, the beginning of time, that water rises up, the mist, the water rises up from the earth? Zui ha'ishtaykiko shel ha'aretz ha'tevasmai. It's unbelievable. The water, the mist that rises from the earth is that longing of the earth to have some drop of life. It's the longing of the yisod of ofa, from that place of yovish, of dryness, to have some mayim. Zui ha'ishtaykiko shel ha'aretz ha'tevasmai. Page Kuf Samach. The Odom Ayn Lavei the Sardoma. The Torah says at the beginning that the Odom Ayn, man wasn't created yet to work the land. Calls Mashal Hay Odom, Lahay Misha Yaki Betevasim Shilksham, Rashi brings down, that before man was created, there was no one who appreciated or recognized the importance of rain, of achias that comes with rain. And because there was no man to daven, and to long, and to want life, the rain couldn't fall. Ma came, but what did happen? There was some mist that came up from the ground. Kesed amayim olam haaretz. So how did this mist rise up from the ground? Hello, ein mishi yavakish. There was nobody to ask for. There was no one to daven. Man wasn't yet created. Lo, the answer is haaretz mivakeshes. The earth itself was crying out. The earth itself did not give up, which ultimately brought to man and rain and so on. But the earth itself, ha'ofer yavesh hu evyon. Taveya Kaldava, the earth is an evyon, that's longing and hungry, and is Taveya Kaldava, is asking for anything, even a mist, even a tiny drop of humidity. And therefore, there was revealed this very, very, very fine, subtle mist from the earth itself. Because the earth believes, Yesh Beis, even though it's dry, the Ofar believes that the rain is coming, that the seeds are going to be planted, that there's going to be a Beis, Yesh Beis, Yovesh. So that as long as one has that feeling, he continues to daven and to cry out. And that brings forth this aid, this mist that will draw down the greater waters of the Geshem of rain. Harishag Doras Hadavir in Cain, Shemitzad Yisoid Ha'ofer, Hayoyvesh Yoytev Shtakikus Gmur L'chaim. As far as the Yisod of Ofer is concerned, the dryness brings about a tremendous te'avon, appetite for life. For any possible chiyas, for any tiny drop of chiyas, that's what the Yoyvesh brings about of the Yisod of Ofer. Kadugma pshut al adam shahilch v'derech tzio midbar, b'negev, like a person who is in the desert, like the Negev. Negev is makom min nugav mimayim, is dried out of any water. Ve'en l'mayim l'shtos, he doesn't have anything to drink. Ma'akari, what happens? So mishtoikik l'chal tipas mayim, he has a tremendous thirst, a longing for any drop of water. It doesn't have to be a Diet Coke or a Sprite. Kol tipas mayim, l'chal tipas chiyas. The person has been totally burned to a crisp, which means Yeyush, despair. He doesn't believe anymore that anything can grow here, that anything can come of himself. And even if there would be some another minute or two of life, the fire is going to completely consume it. Tikkun hayovashi sort of a betfisa hanikres evyon hi kamuvan silukayeus. So the tikkun of afar is the removal of despair. It means hope. Hope. Hayeus maimid is a odom ba'ovin shen yochel kalvaklum. When a person is misyayish, nothing can help him. And when a person is completely given up, you could say a nice word to him. You could make an offer to help him. Does nothing. He's can't be makabel anything. He's not a kli. He's broken. There's no kli. Lachen his yayish. Evyon toiv l'chaldaver u'mamish yikabel. But the Evyon is toiv l'chaldaver. He believes he's gonna get help. He believes he's gonna get help. He believes that there's possibly Yeshua. And if he doesn't believe that, then he's Yeyush. Kasha Odom hu bebchinas Evyon. Shetoyu v'silik matzvah say Yeyush. When a person is like an Evyon, who has completely dispelled any feeling of despair of Yeyush, he's gotten rid. There's no Yeyush. He's filled with hope. He's filled with hope for that base, for upcoming events in his life. And that is the repair of the Yovesh of the Yisod of Ofer. Mitzad haruach and mitzad ha-mayim. Mitzad ruach, air, and mitzad mayim. Mitzad ruach, mitzad ha-mayim. Hatikon hu bebchinas chiyas. The tikon is chiyas, is life. Mitzad haruach, we spoke about mikach ha-yaisai. We're talking more because ruach hasn't it, the wind has. Of course, it's lach v'cham. It's moist. It has moisture and humidity. V'cham, and it's hot. Yisod ha'mayim is mikor chayos lach v'kar. The water is moist and it's cold. Avla tikkun ha'barish yisod ha'ofer mitzad ha'yovesh hu tviyas chiyas. But the tikkun of the yisod of ofer, as far as yovesh is concerned, the dryness of ofer, is tvias chiyas, is that demand and that longing for life. Tvias chiyas mimayim, or tvias chiyas miruach, from the water, from the wind, or bedakas, tvias hachiyas, igufa sukh shachiyas. The longing for life is itself a type of certain madrega of life. Vua nikra v'loshen chacham, Chazal called the words that I used a few minutes ago, kista de chiyusa, that a tiny trace of life, that even in the skeleton, even in the corpse, there's a kusta de chiyus, so there's a drop of chiyus. That itself is that longing itself is a drop of life. Zegam hatikun klapi yisod ha'esh. And that's the tikun also from the yisod of esh. Etzem ha'muna v'atviyus v'shadayin k'yemes glav shos l'kal b'chiyus. The tikun is to rebel against this consuming fire of yeyush, to fight against it, and to know and to believe the amuna shleima, that there can be still chiyus over here. Hepa chiyus ha'de esh amurka v'yoyve esh p'tziv chamimus v'bo'en chiyus klo. to bring oneself miraculously out of that place. So we've learned until now what is the yovesh of Kedusha, the dryness of Kedusha. Yovesh the kilkul, what is the destructive yovel? Lefiza hechem mitzad ha'esh, ruach umayim, yesh no tikkun v'yovesh ashar shalofa. How is it possible to have a tikkun for the yovesh? And we've learned about how that's possible, mitzad ha'esh, mitzad ruach, mitzad umayim. And today we learned about how that's possible, mitzad ha'ofa. All right, we'll stop here. We should be zeichet as Hashem for that ruah that I said before. Ki micham Hashem siyan micham kam chavasa. V'haysam edbar ke'edan v'arvosik egan Hashem v'gulashem amitis. Mehem yaminu amen v'amen.